Yeah. That's a nice feature, like you say, with the state system. You know, you can take the marble with you, and it works out real good. And again, state system that's been set up here in Michigan has done a really good job with that. And good even with the UHF and the VHF systems as well. So again, very robust systems, and work pretty good. Definitely eager to see how it'll work on the traveling end of it.
Penetrating the base.
Yeah, like I said, it works really well. Like I said, Tom KJO does a lot of traveling for his job, and he gets out towards Grand Rapids and you know, Lansing in that area, and it works really well for him. And so he's got one in his truck, a DMR radio in his truck, and like I said, it works out very well. In my radio, when we travel, I'll take the DMR with us, and that one roams, and it'll pick, you know, it does like your cell phone. It starts looking for towers that are close in and stuff. So there's different DMR radios out there that do different things, but essentially they all work about the same, and they do a really good job. Central Michigan did a really good job in setting their system up.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can.
NAWCB, yes, I agree. I agree with that. And like I say, eager to put it to practice. Definitely, like I say, looking at all the talk groups and that. You know, and plus having the additional private systems that are out there, or the other public systems that are there, that, like Oakland County or whatever. It's good to have, in addition to the, you know, the analog 2 meter and 70 centimeter. Again, it gives another facet there to communication.